Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 23rd of December 2023. Today's topic is The Praying Church. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 12 verses 1 through 11. Verse 1. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James the brother of John with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Verse 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Verse 7. And, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Verse 10. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out, and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Verse 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety, that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Key verse. Acts chapter 12 verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. The early church was going through great persecution. James, the brother of John, had been killed with the sword. King Herod also took Peter and kept him in prison, awaiting the time to kill him also, but the church prayed. Satan does not want the word of God to spread to people in order to be liberated from their sins. He raises up people to stand against the church, but friends of Jesus must continue to pray. The church gathered for a vigil of prayer in the house of John Mock's mother. A little girl named Rhoda joined the adults. You must not be left out of prayer meetings. While the church was still praying, God heard their cry, sent an angel to deliver Peter from prison. It was a miraculous deliverance that surprised even Peter. God can do all things, only if we pray and believe. The church still needs to pray today even more than it did during the time of the apostles. There is still strong persecution of the church. The enemy is not resting, because he knows that the time of Christ's coming is at hand. He is trying all he can to stop the spread of the gospel. We must all rise up as the body of Christ and pray. A praying church is a powerful church. As we pray, God will answer, fight for us, and give us the victory. Prayer for today. God, help me to give myself to prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Luke chapter 18 verse 1. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.